in the hadith we are advised to recite Durood Sharif in abundance, and more over on a Friday. There are several reasons given that the Durood Sharif on the Friday, be it the night or the day, be increased. The one reason that is given quite popularly is that the durood that is conveyed on a Friday reaches the Nabi Sallam immediately. One should remember at this point that we don't read Durood Sharif so that we may be able to see Nabi Sallam in our dreams. Rather, with a heart filled with appreciation for the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam upon this ummah, what he's done, and as a token of appreciation, we are reciting Durood Sharif. This is much more appreciated by Allah Ta'ala than the Durood Sharif that we are going to be doing just so that we may be able to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream. That is for your personal pleasure. And what is done for Nabi Sallam's pleasure obviously would be far greater than what you'd be doing for your own pleasure. The other reason that is being cited, that Durood Sharif be increased on a Friday, is Friday is known as the Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the best day of the week. And other than the Nabi is the best of all the creation. If Friday is the best day, then the Nabi is the best creation. So there is a compatibility or a type of familiarity between the both, the best day and the best person. Then one is the durood that we read on a Friday, and then apart from the durood that is recited on a Friday, the daily recitation of durood. Our Buzugaradeen and Ulama-i Kiram, as Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah says, that the least a person should be offering durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily is 300. Least, that's a threshold, nothing less than 300. So, a token of appreciation, what we do as a milad, etc., and this is not supposed to be done once in a year, it must be done every day. Imagine now, Nabi Sallam has done so much for us, and then we have a token of appreciation for him just once a year. I ask, is that in keeping with his respect, his position, his honor, his magnanimity? That this must be a daily routine that we recite Durood Sharif. Must be a daily routine that we read something of Nabi Sallam's Mubarak life, some teaching of his. Now this is a greater milad than just doing it once in the year. Definitely this is a source of great immense barakat, reciting Durood Sharif, reciting the lifestyle of Nabi Sallam, reciting his Mubarak teachings, his sunnat, his hadith, and doing all this with a heart we feel very much obligated. He's done so much that it's beyond our imagination what he's done for this ummah. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala likens Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the Sirajam Munira. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashira wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajam munira. That like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a da'i, he brings people to Allah Ta'ala, calls them to Allah Ta'ala. He's also a brilliant lamp. Now the ulama discussed this, Why was Nabi Sassam likened to a brilliant lamp? When we talk of brightness, we talk of the sun because of its effulgence and because of its light. But then why did Allah liken him as a brilliant lamp? There are several reasons given why Allah has likened him as a brilliant lamp. One is this, that as compared to the sun, a lamp is a thing that is accessible. You feel a feeling of familiarity and you feel that this is a thing that is accessible. You can access it, you can come close to it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's personality was such that you can access, you can be close to him. You feel a feeling of familiarity. You don't feel awkward as compared to the sun. If it was too close to you, it was too much, you couldn't manage it, right? You don't feel that familiarity. You need to keep it at a distance for you to be familiar. And here, you can come right close to the Vishrasam. So because you have that familiarity, you feel that comfort, and you feel that he's accessible, so Allah has likened him as a brilliant lamp. The second reason that has been offered is this, that the lamp has got the ability to brighten billions and billions of lamps without its light decreasing in any way. Billions and billions of lamps can be lightened. Lighten it, but enlighten, offering light to others, its own light is never decreased in any way. So same is the Vishrasan, he will lighten the lights of our hearts. The lights of our hearts become lightened because of his light, because he is the Siraj Munira. But now the question is that how do we get our lights, how do we get our hearts lightened? We need our hearts to be lightened through his light. But then how do we get this, that our hearts must be lightened? He is the Siraj Munira, and you can't get light in any other way besides through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every other part Allah has sealed up, you can't get that light. You try whatever you want, and you want that special light of the heart, and you can't get it in any style. Whatever you try, you want to get that light. So now, the question is that how do you get the light? How do you lighten your heart? So the Ulama-e Kiram have explained two things. That you do these two things, inshallah, to the extent that you will do it, then your hearts will lighten up. The path will open up for you. What seems to be darkness, what seems to be ambiguous, it all will brighten up. Number one is, with a deep appreciation, follow every teaching of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as you can. Not just as a routine, but with great love and with great appreciation. It mustn't be done just as a routine. Like, for example, on a Friday, we're applying ether, right? Then, with great appreciation, that this was the Mubarak teaching of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On a Friday, when you're coming to Masjid, then you want to apply ether, rub it onto your body, and then come to the Masjid after taking ghusl. So with that deep appreciation, that consciousness of the mind, and with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're applying it. Now see, there will be a difference. One is we just do it as a routine. I don't say you will not get a reward, but you do it with a frame of mind, with love, with an appreciative heart, then the feeling will be totally different. So any sunnah or wisdom, don't treat it as small. Anything small or big, nothing is small. You do not know the effect that the sunnah has, be it a small sunnah, be it a big sunnah. You meet a Muslim and you meet Assalamu Alaikum. You greet it and you greet it with both hands. then you greeted and you smiled at the person's face. Right? Now these are all the Mubarak teachings of Bishram. You smiled, greeted the person, you greeted with both hands. Right? all these sunnahs. In just one mulaqat, one meeting, how much you can earn? Smiled at the person, you clasped the hands, and you made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How much you can get? Small little sunnahs. So in this way, we don't miss all these sunnahs. Performing namaz, then apart from us doing the wuzu correctly without wasting water, then again, using the miswak is the mubarak teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm doing this keeping in mind that this was the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I will not go before Allah Ta'ala with a smelling mouth. I'll go with a sweet smelling mouth, using the miswak thoroughly, properly, correctly. Then I come to the masjid. Now how much Allah Pak will love this, and how much Rasulullah would appreciate that you are teaching, you are emulating every sunnah of mine. You don't consider my sunnah to be insignificant. You are doing this. So you gain the love of the Beast in this manner. Keeping the beard again, you keep it as a respect. You know? There was a saint. A non-Muslim used to see him. So the non-Muslim had a goat at his shop, and he would taunt the Muslim that, is your beard better or the beard of my goat? So he wouldn't reply. So the taunt, he would feel very hurt at the taunt. But being a saintly figure, and these saintly people, they look at longer circumstances, longer term consequences. I don't want to say anything now. I will look at a long-term consequence. So when he kept on taunting him, so one day it came out from the saint's mouth that, inshallah, the day I die, you will see this, that whose beard is better. So before he could pass away, he made out a bequest that my janaza must be passed through his shop. You're going to bury me after I have died, then go on that path that will go through his shop. As they went on that path and they came by the shop, he sat up on his bier, the dead person sat up on the bier, held onto his beard, and he says, Alhamdulillah, I've died with Iman, on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've died. Keeping the beard, so I can safely say that my beard is better than the beard of your goat. So this sunnahs, these are the things that ensure you a good death. You liked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you liked his people, those people that loved him, you loved them. Those people that loved the sunnah, you loved them. So when you loved the people that loved the sunnah, then inshallah you will die accordingly. Like, you will die in the style that you lived, then you will also die with those people that you died, that you loved. Al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba, that class of people that you loved, then with them will you die. With them will you be resurrected. So this is the one thing that we need to invest in, the Mubarak teaching of me. So some ask, find out, what is the sunnah of dressing, of meeting, of working, of socializing, domestic sunnats, sunnats that are supposed to be practiced at home, what are they? Like on a Friday, we clip our nails, right? Our mustaches, our underarms, our pubic hair. How do we go about doing these things? Ask these things. Having a ghusl on a Friday, wearing a good good kurta, coming early to the masjid, coming near to the imam, listening attentive to the imam, not fidgeting about, listening to the khutbah comfortably, attentively, the reward that you're going to get for that. Now this is all the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're supposed to be doing it for his love. And the second thing that brings you this light, lightens your heart, one is the commitment to the sunnah with a deep appreciation and love. And the second thing that brings you this special light of Bismasan is excessive Durood Sharif. I say all of us can find the time. Before we sleep, you can read. Most of us have some habits before sleeping. Someone will read the paper, look at the television. On a Friday, can't we just dedicate it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Just from Maghrib until Isha, or until we go to sleep, can't we recite 1,000 Durood Sharif? Going to the masjid, whilst at the masjid, returning from the masjid, then before we can sleep, then we encourage our children also. They also know that it's a Friday, and they should be supposed, they're supposed to be showing additional respect to this day. A great saintly person that passed away in Medina Munawwara, and up to this day, when they unearth his grave, they find that the grave is still like the day they placed it. Sayyid Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullahi Mirti. So he used to advise that, see, you are living in a non-Muslim minority, right? We are living as non-Muslims minority. So the things that identify with your sunnah, with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with Islam, you must express it. You identify with the sunnah, identify with the deen, identify with Islam. So one of the significant things is a Friday, that you identify with Islam. So you show additional respect on a Friday. Clothes must be better on a Friday. Whatever happiness you show at home on other days, then show a higher level, a significantly higher level of happiness on a Friday. Whether you're giving your children some spending, whether it's better food that you are preparing, anything that you're doing better, let it be on a Friday. So you show the respect of a Friday. Nabi Sallam has passed this day to us. So out of appreciation for what he has done to us, we are showing a significant respect to this Friday. Now, for this, Allah Pak loved what he did. His teaching was so great that up to this day, he's passed away over 50 years. Up till now, you find the grave and the body like the day it was placed. So this recitation of Durood Sharif, whilst going to the masjid, rather than getting involved in other talks, futile talks, listening to the news, listening to Nazam, etc., rather than doing anything otherwise, all that time, if we just spend on Durood Sharif, tell our friends and our children, excuse us the Friday, let us not engage in talk, etc., let us do this much. How we can just change that whole Friday? A little bit of adjustment, and we take so much more advantage of this day. Allah Ta'ala grant us that special light of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that will illuminate our hearts.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka almulku kullu, wa laka ash-shukru kullu, wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Subhanaka la nuhsi sana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyiatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma rabbana innaka man tudkhilin nar faqad akhzaita wa ma lizalimin min ansar. Allahumma rabbana srif anna azab jahannam inna azabaha kana gharama innaha sa'at mustaqarra wa muqama. Allahumma rabbana آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. اللهم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط عنا بعده ابدا. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. يا غافر الذنب يا قابل التوب, يا غافر الذنب يا قابل التوب, يا الله forgive our sins of Allah. Allah we have wronged ourselves of Allah. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves every moment of our lives, oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak month, oh Allah, amongst these Mubarak bandas of yours, oh Allah, you have given us a place, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't send us empty-handed, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare our forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare our forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, no one can question you if you declare our forgiveness tonight, oh Allah. Oh Allah, for the person in the Bani Israel who had committed 100 murders, oh Allah, you made systems work for him, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make the systems work for us and declare our forgiveness as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our sins, oh Allah. Forgive our minor sins, our major sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have flagrantly disobeyed you, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, wipe our sins off, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have promised in the Quran, oh Allah, that if you make tawbah and you act righteously, O Allah, not only will you forgive our sins, O Allah, but you will change our bad deeds to good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, change our bad deeds to good deeds as well, O Allah. Allahumma baddil sayyatina bil hasanat. Allahumma baddil sayyatina bil hasanat. O Allah, you have promised, O Allah, if we make tawbah, O Allah, you will make the land on which we commit sins, O Allah, forget our sins, O Allah. O Allah, make the earth on which we committed sins every day of our lives, O Allah, forget our sins, O Allah. O Allah, make the malaikas that recorded our sins forget our sins, O Allah. O Allah, you make our limbs also forget the sins that we have committed, O Allah. O Allah, you help us and forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, how are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, with this whole huge mountain of sin on our heads, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Oh Allah, you have covered us with clothes of honor, oh Allah, and concealed our sins in this world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, hide our sins on the day of Qiyamah as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't disgrace us, oh Allah. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'abtana ala rusulika wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, our parents, oh Allah, forgive their sins as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of our parents who are alive, oh Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, their pleasure is your pleasure, O Allah. Their anger is your anger, O Allah. O Allah, make us, O Allah, pleasing to them, O Allah. O Allah, guide us towards pleasing them every moment of our lives, O Allah. O Allah, enable us to do the khidmat in such a manner, O Allah, that they are pleased with us, O Allah. Ke unke dil baagh baagh ho karke dua se poot pare, O Allah. O Allah, make us take their duas, O Allah, not ask their duas, O Allah. O Allah, you keep them pleased with us all the time, O Allah. O Allah, make us a coolness of their eyes, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive the wrong that we have done towards them, O Allah. O Allah, and those of our parents who have passed on, O Allah, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, we are pleading on their behalf, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who are in comforts in the hereafter, O Allah, increase their comforts, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who are not in the comforts of the hereafter, O Allah, bless them with the comforts of the hereafter, O Allah. And O Allah, those of them who are being punished, O Allah, relieve them, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. We are pleading on their behalf, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah, and usher them into your mercy, O Allah. No one can question you, O Allah, if tonight you forgive them, O Allah. And you make every moment a happier moment for them in the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive them, O Allah. Look at them and look at us for favorably, O Allah. O Allah, all the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, forgive them, O Allah, forgive their sins, O Allah. O Allah, unite them, O Allah, create ittihad and ittifaq amongst them, O Allah, guide them on the straight path, O Allah. O Allah, all our mashayikh, O Allah, our asatiza ikram, O Allah, all those who have helped us in whatever way we can think of, O Allah, whether it is deen or dunya, O Allah. O Allah, you bless them with afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who have passed on, O Allah. O Allah, grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. Overlook their minor and major sins, O Allah. O Allah, usher them into your mercy, O Allah. O Allah, and you reward them on our behalf, O Allah. O Allah, you be pleased with them, O Allah. O Allah, our household, O Allah. Our families, our children, our progeny, right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Keep them in your protection, O Allah. O Allah, it is a trying time that we are threading through, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. O Allah, hold us by our forelocks and guide us every moment of our lives, O Allah. Qadam qadam par puri rehbari aur rehnuma farma, O Allah. O Allah, take pity on us, O Allah. O Allah, shaitan is out there to disgrace us, O Allah. Mislead us, O Allah. Allah, save us from the nafs and the shaitan, O Allah. Save us from this battle, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us, O Allah. O Allah, create the disgust of every single sin, O Allah, in our hearts, O Allah, in the hearts of our family and children, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with his sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, adorn our household, our children, our progeny, right until the day of Qiyamah with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Make us a coolness of his eyes on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Make it such that when our deeds are presented to him, O Allah, he is happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, make it such that we are adorned with his sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, create only place of in our hearts for his sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, create the disgust and hatred for every other way, O Allah. O Allah, hum sabko kamil sunnat ki kamil ittiba naseeb farma, O usi par hamari maut a jaye, O Allah. O Allah, take our lives in striving to emulate every single sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, let him be pleased with us on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. Let us appear, O Allah, adorned with his sunnah, O Allah. Not with any other way before him, O Allah. O Allah, you guide us, O Allah. Every sunnah will become simple for us to practice, O Allah. If you guide us, O Allah, and you give us the ability, O Allah. O Allah, bless us at least, O Allah. Tonight, O Allah, you make it easy and make it beloved for us to tread on every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, make it a reality in our lives, O Allah. O Allah, create love for it in our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, rid our hearts of all wrong, O Allah. Ghairullah, O Allah, everything besides you, O Allah, take it out of our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, like how you have taken a place in the hearts of your awliya, O Allah, take a place in our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, take a place in our hearts as well, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. O Allah, take pity over our condition, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, we have fear of maut, O Allah. O Allah, bless us at the time of maut, O Allah. O Allah, what are we going to do, O Allah? Maut is a culmination point of everything, O Allah. O Allah, we have nothing to present at the throes of our death, O Allah. O Allah, you support us, O Allah. O Allah, remove all grief and fear at that moment of death, O Allah. O Allah, you make it the best moment of our lives, O Allah. Allahumma jal khayra umurina akhirahu wa khayra a'malina khawatimahu wa khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqafi. O Allah, O Allah, you bless us at the time of maut, O Allah. O Allah, support us, O Allah. O Allah, distance shaitan and nafs at the time of our maut, O Allah. Distance shaitan away from us, O Allah. O Allah, keep him far away from us, O Allah. O Allah, you be close to us, O Allah. O Allah, make it a very, very easy experience for us, O Allah. O Allah, you support us and make it easy for us, O Allah. O Allah, let it come at the time when you are pleased with us, most pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, you be pleased with us, O Allah, and create it so that we are pleased with you, O Allah. At that time, remove all fears from our hearts, O Allah, and create a yearning towards meeting you, O Allah. O Allah, fill our hearts, O Allah, filled with love to meet you, O Allah, at that time, O Allah. O Allah, let that hour be very, very simple and easy, O Allah. O Allah, and you support us right through maut, O Allah. O Allah, we have fear of the qabr, O Allah. How are we going to put up with the darkness of the qabr, O Allah? O Allah, how are we going to put up with the darkness of the qabr, O Allah? O Allah, support us at that time, O Allah. Ya, your bandas will be exempted from the interrogation of the qabr, O Allah. Exempt us, O Allah. O Allah, exempt us, O Allah. O Allah, we are too weak, O Allah. O Allah, how are we going to answer this? How are we going to answer it, O Allah? O Allah, exempt us from the questioning of the qabr, O Allah. O Allah, you exempt us, O Allah. Allah make it easier for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah be with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, like how today you have covered my faults and brought me here in this Mubarak gathering, oh Allah. Cover our faults in the hereafter as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, Qiyamah is a reality, oh Allah. We speak about it, we hear bayans about it, oh Allah. But we don't know, Allah, what is the reality, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for us, oh Allah. There will be that bandas of yours, oh Allah. Like how tonight, oh Allah, you have selected these servants, oh Allah. And you have made me amongst them, oh Allah. To sit in your home, oh Allah. With all the security and comforts, oh Allah. Oh Allah, taking your name, oh Allah. You have clothed us, oh Allah, with clothes of honor, oh Allah. You have concealed our faults and brought us into your home, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be on the day of Qiyamah as well, oh Allah. You conceal our faults, oh Allah, and keep us beneath your arsh, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we are not worthy of being there, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but we carry this high hope in you, oh Allah. Whenever we asked you for anything, oh Allah, not only did you grant it to us, but you gave us more and more than what we expected, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have this hope in you, oh Allah, that you'll grant us a place beneath your arsh on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you'll conceal our faults, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you've been seeing us through, oh Allah, you'll see us through there as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, many of us have been accepted for this. You have given us the opportunity to make khidmat of your deen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we have made a mockery of it, oh Allah. You have given us the opportunity to do the work of Ambiyas, oh Allah. We have made a mockery of it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we make Tawbah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, hold us by our forelocks, oh Allah, and guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah, to do it in a manner, oh Allah. We don't have any plan in mind, oh Allah. You guide us, oh Allah. You show us the correct method of doing this work, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those children that you have left as an amanat under our hands as students, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless them with izzat, afiyat, ilm, amal and umar, oh Allah. And accept them for the khidmat of your deen, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with them, oh Allah. Really, we are not worthy of teaching them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you enable them to progress to the highest level, oh Allah. And accept them and crown them with acceptance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept our efforts as well, oh Allah. It is not worthy of acceptance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whatever deeni work, whatever deeni effort is taking part anywhere in the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us a share in that sawab, oh Allah. Oh Allah, crown it with acceptance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, nothing is worthy of acceptance, oh Allah, but look at the effort, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you just cast your gaze on it, oh Allah, and it becomes beautiful, oh Allah, and worthy of acceptance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept everyone's effort, oh Allah. Oh Allah, fulfill every single person's jayiz desire, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant him more than what he anticipates, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those that are ailing and sick, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless them with afiyat, oh Allah. Relieve them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, relieve them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, relieve them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, if the sickness is a means of washing their sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you please cleanse them, oh Allah, and you grant them the highest stages in Jannah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and relieve them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant them every afiyah you can, oh Allah, complete afiyah grant them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, oh Allah, with afiyah in every respect, oh Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.